The things I'm gonna say is not a personal agenda, but rather truth across the board, truth with all its splendor. In fact, I'll set the Bible aside, not endorsing religion of any kind. This has to do with truth in every heart, inherent in human nature's design. Again, no Bible verses do I bring. This is not just some religious thing. This is plain old straight talk, matters about a human thing. Now, one cannot deny that there is order in the world, and with it, there is law, so that order can be upheld. Whether it's the law of gravity or Mother Nature's strategy, there's a natural law that exists, governing the world's activity. Now, man is not exempt from this basic reality. Man is not a lawless being in ordered humanity. In the very constitution of his being, there is something you cannot miss, that there's an intuitive sense of right and wrong imprinted in his conscience. In fact, this country was founded on the truth of natural law. Let us pause to study the words. Let us look at our forefathers' claws. We hold these truths. Notice, they didn't say opinions. Truths refer to fundamental, unchangeable principles that are found in man within. Then they proclaimed that these truths are self-evident, because no one had to teach us, they were already pre-existent, that all men are created equal with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, never to be denied by man, citizen, or state. Notice, life is mentioned first. This priority must occur, because if a person has no right to live, no other right will even matter. So the acts against life, such as euthanasia and abortion, is a distortion and contradiction of conscience imprinted deep within. There are many illogical views, such as, I have the right to choose, but this incomplete sentence cannot excuse treating innocent people as refuse. It's against the law to kill an American eagle in its shell, but how can laws permit a womb to be a tomb and a child to be expelled? A baby has a life as zygote, fetus, or embryo. They're not potentially a person, but a person with potential. The heart's natural inclination to sustain life and preservation has no room for euthanasia forcing people to extermination. So the embedded legislation in all men in every nation is respect for human life from conception to natural expiration. Now, what about same-sex attraction? It's distinguished from the action. Innate laws call us to have love for all, but not to condone unnatural operation. If we want to play basketball, the rule book will explain that we have to have a ball and hoop in order to play the game. Thus, to play the game of marriage, the parts will have to fit. Nature's instruction book will teach us this, and propagation can exist. And so, I end with this. The message can't be dismissed. What I articulate is not mixing church with state, but unjust separation of natural law from the state. There's no need for a debate. Objective truth will illustrate. The prescript need not be acquired, nor will it expire or terminate.